Macadamia nuts are one of Hawaii's most valuable agricultural products. This year's harvest is estimated at more than $42 million, a 22% decline from the previous year. $42 million is still enough to make macadamia nuts Hawaii's second most valuable food crop after coffee. Local farmers brought more than 35,000 pounds of macadamia nuts to market this year, down from 50,000 pounds the year before. The problem, as it was for farmers across the country, was too much rain.
Lots of rainfall, particularly on Hamakua Coast.
Dan Springer is the president of the Hawaii Macadamia Nut Association. He says excessive rain starting in the summer of 2018 is the most likely cause of the decrease in mac nut yields.
It gets too wet, too long, the flowers start to rot on the tree, therefore the nuts are never set, therefore the crop is down from what it had been in the past.
But there is good news. Unlike other farmers around the country, Hawaii's macadamia nut growers are not contending with low prices.
The smaller farmer that's paying attention probably didn't get hurt too bad because the price is so high now. We're looking at $1.20 a pound.
That's an all-time high and almost double what it was 10 years ago. The high price is the result of both supply and demand factors. Consumer demand for mac nuts has been steadily rising, but it's also not easy to increase production, says University of Hawaii agriculture researcher Alyssa Cho.
It takes about 2 years from seed to a tree that they can plant into the ground. And then it'll take another couple years, usually 4 to 5, before they start producing.
And Cho says there's another threat to Hawaii's macadamia nut crop on the horizon, one with 6 legs.
The macadamia felted coccid. It's a scale insect. It's from Australia. It was introduced in about 2005. And as of this past year, it's now spread to all major macadamia-producing areas on the island.
Cho says the felted coccid doesn't harm the quality of a harvest, but slowly diminishes a tree's output over time, so farmers may not realize they have a problem until it's too late. Farmers and researchers are currently pursuing regulatory approval to import a natural predator for the felted coccid from Australia. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.